This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Scott Wilson is the director of golf at the Streamsong Resort in Florida. Now, next week, Streamsong will introduce their third course, a Gil Hance-designed black course, complements their red and blue courses. It's a pleasure to welcome Scott Wilson back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Scott.
Hello, John. How are you?
You know, I am good. I am really good. Right off the top, I'll let you explain to the listener where Streamsong is located.
Okay, so Streamsong is about 45 minutes south of Lakeland, Florida, hour to Tampa Airport, and an hour and a half to Orlando, just southwest of Orlando.
All right. When did the talk of a third course begin?
Well, I think it was always talked about in boardrooms, but for us, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, the planning stage started, and quickly the construction stage followed right behind that.
Why'd you choose Gil?
Well, I wish I knew all the answers on that, but I know that his name was very highly regarded, and that he had done quite a few impressive projects. He was just starting to work on the Olympic course down in South America, and he was really one of those elite architects that was starting to get a name and some momentum with his designs. And he's just a great guy also, easy to work with. And I know that the team here had a great time working with his team.
Tell me about the golf course. Tell me about Black.
Well, it's a big ballpark. It's a lot of vistas, a lot of views across the entire property. You can see from four green all the way back to the edge of like 17T with one fell swoop. It's just remarkable. The land has three different areas, kind of like a meadow, a ridge, and then what we call the glove. The glove is the old sand that accumulated over time from the mining process, and from aerial view looks like a hand or a glove.
Did he have to move much dirt?
That was not much at all. I'm sure you can get some more information from Gil on the cubic yards, but really an impressive piece of property that that Bill, Ben, and Tom had all looked at, but they went for the more dramatic hills and dunes over on red and blue. And this was just one piece of property that was probably, I'd say, a mile away from red and blue, and just a nice rolling piece of turf.
The resort has held major golf tournaments. The USGA has been there. Is the intent of Black to be the place you hold tournaments?
Well, I think that it could hold tournaments. I don't have any knowledge of any majors coming that way. It's the amateur game that really impresses the team here. Mm-hmm. And we held the Women's Four Ball Championship back in 2016, and that went off without a hitch. It was fantastically, it was just a great event. A great championship.
We're talking with Scott Wilson from StreamSong here on the Augusta Golf Show. You can find out more online at StreamSongResort.com. What makes Black different from the other two golf courses?
Well, definitely the terrain. It has the second highest point on the property, but it isn't a steep slope. It's a gradual incline, and whereas the first tee of Blue is the highest point, and that's very dramatic, very steep. And then you have the golf course is longer. It's par 73. It can be stretched to the 73, 74, 7500 yards. But the features, the bunkers, are fantastic. You got a different type of bunkering. Around the greens, you'll see some revetting, and you'll see that in Scotland, Australia. And it's just different than red and blue, a little bit more flair to it in the regard that we have a punch bowl green, one of the template holes, that kind of thing, and a double green or a dual green complex, really different from what you'll see in the States and especially right here at StreamSong.
Thank you for reminding me about the first tee on Blue. I'd almost forgotten about that climb.
It'll get the blood pumping.
And some of the reviews I've seen, some of the things I've heard talked about, you mentioned Australia. I hear some comparisons to some of those Sandbelt courses.
Yes, I believe Gill has been there and really admired some of the courses like at Royal Melbourne or Royal Adelaide, and took some of that learning back to the States and put that into effect here at StreamSong Black. And really, it's a playable golf course. The fairways are wide, plenty of room to hit it. Greens are big, and that's the probably the feature that people will find most appealing is that the greens are mini birdie, just like on red and blue, but the surrounds are also mini birdie. So it's almost like one continuous carpet of grass, and you'll be able to get very inventive around the greens with. You could use a putter, you could use a hybrid or a fairway metal. You could use a 7 or a 6 iron, but you're going to have to choose your use your imagination to get the ball up and over these little ridges or little mounds and try to get the ball close to the hole. But the greens are very, very large, and it'll put anyone's short game to the test.
I've looked at the scorecard. Explain the 13th hole to me.
Sure. We have two greens. So on the tee, there'll be a medallion on the tee marker. And if it's the left green, the medallion will be on the left tee marker. If it's the right green, it'll be on the right tee marker. And then you want to hit it to the spot on the fairway that opens up that green, that particular green. So for the right green, you want to hit in the left side of the fairway. For the left green, you want to hit it to the right side of the fairway because the way the land is shaped and there's a kind of a bunch of trees in the front of the right green. So it's going to be one of those holes that you want to choose your path wisely and open up your angle of attack.
But you guys are deciding which green I'm going for, right?
Yes, the okay. hole will be cut on one each day, obviously, not both.
Okay.
And you'll know ahead of time.
What is the gauntlet and what is the roundabout?
Sure, that's a great question. So the roundabout is a 6-hole par 3 course, and you can play it as it's intended with the 6 holes laid out, or if you and I are playing golf and you won the first hole, you get to choose which tee and which green you go to, and then go ahead and play your match. You play as many holes as you want out there. There's 6, 12, 18. You make up what you want to do. And then the gauntlet is a 18-hole, 2-acre putting course, which is right next to the clubhouse at Black. which is the Bone Valley Tavern. And we'll have hours of fun out there with buddy groups, having a beverage or two, and having a little betting action out there on the gauntlet.
Oh, entertainment purposes only.
We can have competitions also.
He is Scott Wilson, the director of golf at the Streamsong Resort, opening up their third course, the Black Course, next week. Scott, I always appreciate the time. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir, John, and please come see us again so you can try out the golf course also.
Okay, I'm in for that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.